This Chazor Zeich and Nishabach is Koshagim Vem Rehuna Mesech Megillah Daf Lamed. Rabbi Yitzchak Nakba said, if the Shabbos for reading Parshas Shkolim falls out on the week of Parshas Tetzaveh, we should have six aliyahs in Parshas Tetzaveh, and the seventh aliyah should be the beginning of Parshas Kesisa, which is also the immediately following Parsha. Abaye said, doing so will lead people to think that the portion read of Kesisa is actually part of the weekly reading for Tetzaveh, and they won't realize that it's being read for Parshas Shkolim. Rather, Abaye said, we have six aliyahs from the beginning of Tetzaveh through the reading of the beginning portion of Kesisa, and the seventh aliyah then repeats the beginning of Kesisa. Fekhmer Abaye says, on the week of reading Shkolim, for reading Shkolim, and falls out the week before, meaning when Parshas Tetzaveh, or the week after, meaning Parshas Vayakel of Parshas Kesisa, meaning falls out the week before or after Parshas Kesisa, so the reading of the Shkolim is repeated. Now this makes sense according to Abaye, but it's problematic according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. Abaye Yitzchak said you repeat it. Mor says this is sure according to Abaye as well. So because what does that mean? It's repeated when the laning of that week is Vayakel. It's not repeated. The Braisa must mean to say that the reading of the Shkolim will be repeated on consecutive weeks because the week before was Kesisa, or when it's Tetzaveh, it's the week after is Kesisa. So too, when it falls out on Tetzaveh, it means that it will be read on consecutive weeks, and it's not shver according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka said, if the Shabbos for reading Parshas Shkolim falls out on the week of Parshas Kisisa, we should have six aliyahs read in Kisisa, but beginning after the portion of Shkolim, meaning that's where you even start the Koyin. The seventh person goes back and reads in the beginning of the Parsha, which is Parshas Shkolim. Abaye said that may make people think that we read backwards. Rather, six people should read from the beginning of Kisisa through the end. The seventh person goes and rereads the Shkolim portion of the Parsha. Abaye says like Abaye, because it said that when Shkolim falls on Parshas Kisisa, the Shkolim reading is read twice. Mishnah said, Chaliyas betoicha Shabbos makdim le Shabbos she'ovra. Zoktimar, for Shkodesh Adar falls on Friday, Rav said we read Shkolim the prior Shabbos, because if not, there'll be less than 2 weeks to prepare for the people giving the Shkolim before the money changers are set up shop. And Shmuel says we read the Shabbos after that Friday, meaning the next day, because in such a year, the 15th of Adar will fall on a Friday, so the money changers anyway won't set up in shop until the following Sunday. Fekhmer Mishnah says that when Shkodesh Adar falls during the week, we read Shkolim the Shabbos before. This seems to say like Rav, because even when it falls on Friday, we read the Shabbos before. Shmuel would say that the Mishnah means only that when Shkodesh falls during the week, but Friday is not called during the week. Friday and Echanami, you'd read the next day Shabbos. Fekhmer Braisa says the proper week for reading Shkolim is the week in which Rosh Chodesh falls, even if it falls on Friday, as I said in the Braisa. Shver, according to Shmuel, Zachmar Shmuel changes the Braisa to read that when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos or on Friday, we read that Shabbos, meaning the Shabbos after that Friday. Zachmar says, actually, Machalik is Mokhtanoim. Rehud and Siyah says that there's always a Shabbos with no special reading between Shkolim and Zachar. Shimon Elazar says, if Rosh Chodesh is Friday, there's no Shabbos in between, because he holds like Shmuel and says that Shkolim will be read the next day. When Rosh Chodesh on Friday, it's read the next day, although Zachar will be read on the following Shabbos, since it will be Shabbos before Purim. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rav, that Shkolim will be read the prior Shabbos, thus always making a Shabbos in between Shkolim and Zachar. The Mishnah said, Bashniya Zachar v'chulu. When Purim falls on a Friday, Rav said we read Zachar the prior Shabbos, and we don't have the remembrance after the performance of the Purim. And Shmuel said we read it the Shabbos after the Friday, since in the walled cities they celebrate Purim on the 15th, which is that Shabbos. The remembrance and the performance are actually happening at the same time. Furthermore, the Mishnah said, the second Shabbos we read Zachar. Now, if Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, we would read Shkolim then. And according to Shmuel, we would not read Zachar until after Purim, which would fall on Friday, which would be the third Shabbos of Adar, not the second. Rav Papa said, the Mishnah doesn't mean the second Shabbos of Adar, it means the second Shabbos of the four special Shabbos, when we do the special reading of the Parshias. Abraisa says the proper week for reading Zachar is the week in which Purim falls, even if it falls on Friday. Shvaran Shmuel, like before, changed the Abraisa to read that when Purim falls on Friday or on Shabbos, we read that Shabbos, meaning the Shabbos after that Friday. Zmari says when Purim falls on Shabbos, Rav Huna says all agree that we read Zachar that very Shabbos. Rav Nachman says that the same machloket between Rav and Shmuel continue to exist. We find a statement made in the name of Rav that says that in such a case, we will read Zachar the prior Shabbos. Mishnah said, Bashlish is par aduma v'chulo. Braisa says this is read on the Shabbos following Purim. We find the Rav Chana bar Rav Chanina said that it's read the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Mar said they don't argue. He was discussing when Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls on Shabbos, in which case the Shabbos before is also the Shabbos after Purim. And the Braisa is discussing where Rosh Chodesh falls during the week. When Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls on Shabbos, we'll read Parsha Chodesh then. So it's not a problem to read. It allows more Shabbosim in between. Sorry, it'll make the less Shabbosim in between, and that's why it'll be read on the Shabbos after Purim. Mishnah said, "Revius Achodesh Hazel Lochem." Abraisa says, "Parsha Shkolim and the After V'Yoda is read on Rosh Chodesh Adar that falls on Shabbos, or the Shabbos before the week in which Rosh Chodesh falls out, even if it's on a Friday." Parsha Zachar, Zok Abraisa, and the After of Pakadati is read the Shabbos before Purim, even if Purim is to fall on a Friday. Parsha Par and the After of Zerachi Aleichem is read on the Shabbos following Purim. Parsha Chodesh and the After of Baruch and Be'echad LaChodesh is read the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, even if it's to fall on Friday. The Mishnah said, "B'chamishus chayzun lechesidram v'chulu." Rabbi Yami said, "This means that we begin reading normal parshiyos again." Rabbi Yami said, "It means that we begin reading normal haftiras again." Abaye said, "Our Mishnah seems to say that kavami because the Mishnah says we stop the regular readings for all yom tovim for Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, Tainis, Mamodes, and Kippur. Now fast days, Mamodes, these are things that only happen during the week. So when we see that we come back to the regular reading afterwards. It must be obviously is referring to actual reading of the Torah because there is no haftira during the weekday." Rabbi Yami would answer that the Mishnah's mention of those days refers to the Torah reading. Reading, but the mention of the Shabbos refers to the half-tire reading. Hakadisa. Check out why we have to substitute the regular reading on a fast day. Why can't we read the regular reading at Shachris on the fast day and read at Mincha, the special reading for the fast day? This verse says this would be approved to Rav Huna, who says that on the fast day, the people would gather to examine the deeds in the morning, and therefore there was no Torah reading at all. Abaye explained, from the morning until midday and at Tainis, they get together to discuss the conduct of the people, to see if everyone's financially honest. The next quarter of the day is spent reading from the Torah and the half-tire. The next quarter of the day is spent davening to Hashem.